In his book, Modern Buddhism, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, there is no difference between Kadam Dharma and people's everyday experiences. Even without studying or listening to Dharma, some people often come to similar conclusions as those explained in Kadam Dharma teachings through looking at newspapers or television and understanding the world's situation. This is because Kadam Dharma accords with people's daily experience. It cannot be separated from daily life. So at the moment, in the unusual situation that we find ourselves in, many people are experiencing challenges they never anticipated. For example, in their work environments, maybe they don't have access to the usual tools and techniques that made their jobs easier or manageable, and maybe there are much more demands upon them. And it's been very inspiring to see how people in those situations are looking for new ways of thinking to overcome their stress. And people are often developing ways of thinking that are actually exactly meditations that Buddha would teach. So, for example, I've heard accounts of people describing how much more stressful their work situation is, and the way that they prevent themselves from becoming overwhelmed by it is when they find themselves caught in that sort of a tense, stressed experience, they're stuck. And they think about other people in similar, but obviously much more extreme situations, like those working on the front line of the health services, who also maybe are in a very unfamiliar situation, doing things that perhaps they're not as trained or as comfortable to do as they would ideally like to be, with much more pressure than they used to. And so the person thinks, I might be feeling stressed by this, overwhelmed. But think what those people are feeling. Think what they're going through. Now, this isn't about telling ourselves off, oh, I shouldn't be making such a big deal of this. I'm being so selfish, thinking just about me. It's not heavy. It is an opening of the heart. It is turning our pressure or difficult situation from something that isolates us into something that connects us. I'm feeling this way. How must they be feeling with what they're going through? We're not criticizing ourselves or judging ourselves, telling ourselves off. We're turning our experience into a bridge that connects us with others. And it might seem counterintuitive, but that is the very mechanism by which our mind becomes peaceful. The more tightly we're focused on our own struggles, the bigger we make them. You know, our mind has the power to make things bigger or smaller, manageable or more unmanageable, depending upon how we focus. If we think of our problem, we imagine our problem as, metaphorically speaking, the shape and size of a brick. If we're holding it at the end of our nose, it consumes our entire vision. It's all we can see. Everywhere we look, all we see is this problem, this brick-shaped problem at the end of our nose. Put that same problem down, and then there's all this space around it. It's still there. It's still our responsibility. We will still need to address it, deal with it. But it's lost its power to overwhelm us. Now, how we do that with respect to our heart in our life is rather than letting ourselves get sucked into our predicament, we can use our predicament to remind us of the situations others are going through and connect our heart to them. Now, if we think of our life as like being an actor on a stage with all the other people in our world surrounding us, that tight focus on ourselves is like a sharp spotlight, tightly focused just on us. We're in this intense light that aggravates and amplifies whatever stress we might feel, whilst all others are sort of in the darkness. If we can diffuse that light, broaden the attention that our heart is giving, so we're connecting ourselves with others, by feeling close, by becoming aware, by increasing that empathy, we have a perspective that allows us to be at peace. We still have the same issues to deal with, but they just don't overwhelm us. So it's very beautiful to see how meditation, Buddha's teachings, work for everyone, whether they're Buddhist or not Buddhist. If we can find our way to these special ways of thinking, these ways of responding to our feelings, we will find the peace that Buddha enjoyed.